Coming up on episode number 909, it's time for a show that sprung from an idea that I brought up a few shows back, where I talked about songs where the new artist brings in the original artist to make a cameo during the cover. I can't remember what song actually brought it up, but me mentioning on the show and requesting that you guys submit songs that fit this genre, you guys answered in droves, and I appreciate it. Let's do a show featuring all of your suggestions. It is the Cameo Show. I got no better name for it, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday afternoon. It's October 23rd, 2012. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another show, another episode of Coverville. Here's tonight's theme: songs where the new artist, the new covering artist, brings in the original artist to make a cameo. And it can be either a duet, it can be just the original artist doing the chorus, things like that. You're going to hear great examples of all of these. As a matter of fact, some things that even go beyond what I've described. Let's start, though, with a suggestion that came from Dan Wood. This is great. Sean Mullins and a cover of Elton John's Border Song, a.k.a. Holy Moses, featuring, of course, Elton John. This you'll find on the 2003 Essential Sean Mullins CD. Here is Sean Mullins with Elton John and Border Song.
Holy Moses, I have been removed. I have seen the specter, he has been there too. The distant cousin from down the line, brown of people who ain't my kind. Holy Moses, I have been. Water. I'm poisoned from my head down.
can't get to sleep. I think about the implications. I'm diving in too deep. And possibly the complications. Especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day, it reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets, only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, and though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Heart.
American Nights, originally by the Runaways, covered there by Frankenstein 3000 for the 2011 tribute to the Runaways called Take It or Leave It, a tribute to the Queens of Noise. That is American Nights by Frankenstein 3000 featuring Cherie Currie, lead vocalist, one of the two lead vocalists for the Runaways, of course, Joan Jett being the other one. Frankenstein 3000 right there. Before that, Matthew Sweet and a cover of Magnet and Steel. Now, that song was originally by Walter Egan, and I kind of changed things up for the format tonight with a little bit of a derivation of the cameo. Lindsey Buckingham was the producer for Walter Egan's original version of Magnet and Steel, and you can hear Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. By the way, Stevie Nicks, the inspiration for that song. The original version featured Buckingham and Nicks on backing vocals behind Walter Egan. That version features just Lindsey Buckingham backing up Matthew Sweet, and it was recorded for the 1998 soundtrack to the TV show Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Right before that, Laszlo Bane and a cover of Men at Work's Overkill featuring Colin Hay on vocals. Laszlo Bane, also known as the guy who recorded the theme song to the TV show Scrubs. And, of course, Colin Hay made a very famous guest appearance on an episode of Scrubs, where I think they actually performed that song in context of the show. Really, really cool. 1997 album called 11 Transistor is where you'll find that one. And we start off the set with Sean Mullins getting a little visit from Elton John for a cover of Elton's song Border Song, Holy Moses. You'll find that on the 2003 album The Essential Sean Mullins. All right, let's tell you about the first sponsor for Coverville. It is not ThinkGeek, as it usually is. No, I'm going to tell you about something going on right now that I'm really excited about. Coverville, unbeknownst to me, I didn't plug this, I didn't ask for it, I'm so happy it's happening though, is a finalist. It's a nominee for Best Music Podcast, thanks to the fine folks at Stitcher Radio, the 2012 Stitcher Awards. Now, it is one of those situations where they want you to go and vote once a day for all of your favorite podcasts. And, you know, there's stuff on there like This American Life and Radiolab and the Nerdist podcast and Adam Carolla podcast, things like that. And I'm always really hesitant about requesting or asking you guys to go and vote every day for something like this. It is for the next 3 weeks, and I would really, really love to get your vote, especially since I'm up against a bunch of commercially produced podcasts, things like NPR and WNYX and stuff like that. I would love to be the indie representative and do a real indie showing for this category. So please, if you get some time, just visit Stitcher.com, Stitcher.com. You'll see a button right there on the front page talking about the 2012 Stitcher Awards. I'd love your vote. And by the way, FilmSack is on there as well. So a couple of Frog Pants shows being represented. And thank you, by the way, to whoever it is that nominated Coverville and FilmSack. Really appreciate that, and thank you. Now, please, go vote if you get a chance. And if you don't, hey, I just appreciate your support and listening to Coverville. All right, let's get back to the music here with our second set. In 1995, the Manhattan Transfer released an album called Tonin, which featured their tribute to vocal groups and doo-wop groups of the 60s. And in addition to that, they included some blues on there in the form of B.B. King's The Thrill Is Gone. Now, this version actually features B.B. King and late blues vocalist, Ruth Brown, who we lost in 2006. Here is their cover of The Thrill Is Gone, featuring B.B. King and Ruth Brown.
Thank you. be back. All you gotta do is just get quiet.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
I tell you what you're gonna do now. That is, if you listen to what I tell you, you know this is the voice of experience.
Teach me tonight.
And I am the qualified teacher. Real don't ever go anywhere, baby. You know that feeling you got right down your back right now? That's all it is, the thrill. Because once you've been touched by the thrill is to the bone.
Ooh, I got to feel
to the bone. Oh, baby, the thrill ain't never gone.
Ooh,
you know what I did? I accidentally turned around and looked dead in BB's eyes. Now, that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. Because, see, they don't call him BB for nothing. Because the man is bold and brazen and beautiful and beastly. Oh, God, I got a man. I used to chase him, you know, but you had to get online like you go in the supermarket. You had to take a ticket for your number. I think I was about number 4. But that's all right, baby. When I finally made it to the door, I had what it was he needed, or at least he thought I did. Now look at him. See, he has memories too. See how he squeezed on that guitar? He named her Lucille, but she was just a replica of me. But that's how I used to.
Okay. gold, I beg her on my bended knee. Said you're only fooling around, you're only fooling around with me. Said move over once, move over twice. Come on baby, don't be cold as ice. Baby's traveling on the one after 909.
Pick up my bags, run to the station. The railman said, you got the wrong location.
Well, pick up my bags, run right home. Then I find I got the number wrong. Well, the bitch traveling on the one after 909. I said, move over, honey, I'm traveling on that line. I said, move over once, twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. But they're traveling on the one after 909.
Pick up my bags, run to the station. The rail man said, you got the wrong location.
Well, pick up my bags, run right home. But then I find I got the number wrong.
Considering that today's episode is episode number 909, I just could not resist playing that track. I know, this is 909, not the one after 909, but that was one after 909, featuring Elvis Costello. Special guest Paul McCartney comes from a collection, really hard to find collection, called the McCartney McManus Collaboration. I believe that might be bootlegs, but I don't know. One After 909 by Elvis Costello featuring Paul McCartney. Before that, Zucchero, Italian performer Zucchero, from the album Zoo and Co., Z-U and C-O, with Muoio Per... I'm going to butcher this. Muoio Per Te, which is Mad About You, of course featuring Sting on guest vocals there. The Thrill Is Gone, featuring Ruth Brown and B.B. King, originally by B.B. King, of course, performed there by the Manhattan Transfer for their 1995 album Tonin, and a great way to start off set number two. Coverville is also brought to you by, well, okay, I am going to do Think Geek. Seems appropriate. Great stuff going on right now. A big, big sale. 75% off a lot of the great stuff that they have. You got to check this stuff out. Their Star Trek Enterprise pizza cutter is on sale. Their iPhone photo printer is on sale. They have a Wi-Fi scale, the Hypno Cube, a Spider-Man bathrobe, all these great things that are 75 or more percent off. How do you find it? You go to coverville.com, you scroll down a little bit on the right side, and you click on the link for Think Geek. There's actually a bunch of links for Think Geek on Coverville in the show notes for most episodes and over on the right side of the page. Click that link. It'll take you over to Think Geek's website, and from there, you can find their 75% off mega deals sale page. You can just go through there, find something you like, buy it, and anything you buy helps out Coverville, as always. So check it out. It's thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. How about something brand new? As a matter of fact, I think this comes out either later this month or the beginning of next month, but you're going to get to hear it here before you hear it anywhere else. The Wave Mechanics Union have a brand new album coming out called Further to Fly. They do a cover on there of It Will Be a Good Day, parentheses, The River, originally by Yes, covered here by Wave Mechanics Union with special guest star John Anderson.
Golden forest, golden lake, place to begin, it'll be a good day. Beginning is one place I've been before, watching the sunrise on a silver shore, setting me free again, leading the way, it'll be a good day.
Sometimes I forget how mighty this earth, astounding winds and skies, as truth is in birth, peace that it brings just to me and my naked eyes, it'll be a good day.
That you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. Look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
And
can you hear
of tender years?
Will you care?
Can't know the fears that your elders grew by. Then when you're
youth,
they see the truth
make a
before they can die.
Can and teach your parents well. The children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they. One you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Door that came familiar laughter. I saw call my name. Oh, my friend, we're older but no wiser, for in our hearts the dreams are still the same. Those were the days, my friend, we thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose, we'd fight and never lose. Those were the days, oh yes, those were the days. Those were the days.
The Wiggles featuring Tim Finn with a cover of Split Enz, 6 months in a Leaky Boat. Yeah, the Wiggles are, Australia's four-piece version of Barney, I guess, if you're not familiar with the Wiggles. Maybe they're the human version of the Teletubbies. How about that? They're all bright colors. Why not? The Wiggles and 6 months in a Leaky Boat. You'll find that on their 2010 album, It's a Wiggly, Wiggly World. Right before that, a song from a 2005 Dolly Parton album called Those Were the Days, where she, for a lot of the songs on there, got the original artist to come in and do supporting vocals. Now, Those Were the Days is based on an old traditional Russian folk song, but most people associate it with Mary Hopkin, who had a huge hit with the song. Mary Hopkin appears on that track along with Dolly Parton, as well as Porter Wagoner, the Opry Gang, and the Moscow Circus. So, way to bring it full circle right there, Dolly. Dolly Parton with Those Were the Days. Right before that, Teach Your Children with Susie Bogus, Alison Krauss, Kathy Mattea, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, recorded for the Red Hot and Country album. Cover of Teach Your Children, 1994 that was released. And we start off the set with something brand new from the Wave Mechanics Union, It Will Be a Good Day / The River, from their brand new album, Further to Fly, from 2012. Should be coming out later this month or beginning of next month. And that song features Yes's John Anderson right there on vocals. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in to Almost Fully Covered. If you want to get in touch with me, maybe you have a suggestion for a song for a future version of this show, email me. The email address you want to use is requests@coverville.com. That's requests@coverville.com. You can also visit coverville.com for all your cover song needs, or call the request line at 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. We'll be back later this week with a cover story edition for Thursday night, so stick around for that. That'll be coming up later this week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, sometimes you just need the original.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!